Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The reviews are in. You love the idea. 248-539-9797. Jeff Passan, ESPN, says Bo Bichette is the player the Tigers should target at the trade deadline. Gap-to-gap power, upgrade over Trey Sweeney, rental, which means you're not giving up any of your jewels in your farm system. Makes all the sense in the world. Ticket texters. I like the idea of Bo a lot, but along with Bo, the deadline acquisition I would love is actually Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks. Major power, other position of need. Mm-hmm. Another one says, I want Bo and or Suarez. Both are fits. Why are we talking like signing Bichette would be crazy? He could be the shortstop, and that $15 million you wasted on Cobb goes towards Bichette on an extension.
An extension, yeah. I mean,
another one says, yeah, he's only 27 years old. You may be losing Torres at the end of the season. Bichette could be a rental with the option to be here long term. I mean, McGonagall is still only 20 years old. You do need a shortstop beyond just this season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not against, like, completely against Bichette. I just would lean towards Suarez because of it fits the Skubal window.
Right, having that team option.
Because we've always joked about the 2027 thing, and that would be Skubal's contract expires before, right before that.
Yeah.
So they're playing in two windows. The one to compete now and the one to compete later, but you could do both has always been Jim's argument about the getting the Bregmans and
the move
to
do both would be Bregman. I mean, that is still my preference at the deadline over these rentals. I want, you know, who's better than Bichette, you know, who's better than Suarez? Bregman.
Right, but it's going to really time out with the deadline. Is he going to be healthy or not?
He would need to be healthy, and they would have to be, they're going on a nosedive here. They'd have to be considerably out of it.
Yeah, Alex Cora's feeling heat right now. Like, they may go into total sell mode.
What are the Red Sox? You said like their last 10. It's brutal.
2-8.
Yeah, 2-8.
They're like 29-34 or something like that. They're 5 out in the wild card. Blue Jays are just a game and a half out, although they seem to be fake contending like they do every year since they've had Vlad and Bichette together.
Yeah, the Red Sox are 10 back in their division, 2-8 in the last 10. And Bregman's not contributing because he's hurt. So you would think they're going to keep trending the wrong direction. They get to the deadline and go, dude, he's going to opt out. And I'd be willing to give up a top 100 prospect to get Bregman. Now, it wouldn't be Clark or McGonagall, but it,
without the opt-in?
That's where it gets tough.
Yeah, because you just said he wouldn't do it. You would, for an expiring contract, a rental, you wouldn't give up a top 100.
He is a superstar. It's a little different than Bo Bichette. And you have to play into the relationship. Do you believe you can get him here beyond this season? Because you already walked pretty close within 30 minutes of getting it done. You'd have to have a degree of, we think a postseason run, and we have the money. Who are we giving it to? Yes, yes, we have the intent to extend Alex Bregman.
Sure,
we already did.
It's like you're going to be dating. Do you want to be married?
Hey, take him to some fancy dinners and pick up the tab.
Didn't I make the Shawshank comparison like a few weeks ago? Red's just at the tree right now. You got to go to Say Wantaneo. Hey, let me spice up this Blue Jay thing.
Yeah.
There's somebody else on their roster who expires after the season, who through live BP just recently is doing a rehab in the minors. And I believe the Tigers have a starting pitching need. I don't know if Cobb's coming back.
Oh, I know where you're going.
An old friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mad Max. So, yeah, he'd have to be healthy.
Part of the deal.
You're bigger on starting pitching as a need than I think we are.
I think they need something in the playoffs because I think their pitching is going to get a little bit more exposed against these Dodgers and Yankees lineups, kind of like it did with Cleveland last year. They're starting to get into a position right now, at least in a season, where they're doing bullpen days. I don't trust Mize yet. I don't know if what's going on with Olson. Flaherty is what he is in the playoffs.
Skubal, Flaherty, Mize, and then
Scherzer.
Well,
that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I know what he's saying, but I know Reese Olson is resting right now.
He's got that finger
for the playoff run. but it's finger inflammation. I don't expect that there's going to be anything too extensive there. If anything, he is getting some rest, and when he comes back, should be better than when he left.
The Scherzer thing's fascinating. What does Scherzer have left in the tank at 40 years old? And how much time do I have to evaluate that before I have to pull the trigger on bringing him into the fold? The other thing, and I hate to even bring this up, is there any Fedorov syndrome here?
Because he left?
Wow.
He left us.
No.
Therefore, we're going to hold a grudge.
Telling me Scott Harris says, I want Scherzer in the deal, and he gets nixed.
Well, it wouldn't be because of Scott Harris.
Right. No, you're saying, that'd be awful.
Well, is there a reason 91's not hanging? It's because someone left for more money. Right? I'm asking the question. Is it at all a factor?
I mean, you're getting me riled up because Scherzer leaving, I think, is the most awful departure of an athlete here in Detroit ever in terms of going to another team, leaving free agency or via trade, that you never, ever should have let that get away without getting something.
I mean, he'd go on to win Cy Young's in the World Series, so it's easy to say.
Yeah, and so I guess it's all dependent on him being healthy, and not just healthy, but because he had three innings this year and he gave up two home runs. Yeah. I know it was only two runs, but it was two bombs. Yeah. And so I just don't know how much he has left in the tank, and I don't know what I want to give up for him.
He's just an add-on in the Bichette deal. If you're doing a deal with Toronto, hey, we'll take Scherzer. Okay. We'll pay him the last 2 months of the season. Well, he's not part of our future in Toronto either. Toronto's pivoting with a Vlad rebuild on the fly.
What about a different name from Toronto? Because the ticket texter's been putting this into our sphere. Yuriel Rodriguez, relief pitcher for the Blue Jays. Would that be more appealing than Scherzer questions at 40 years old?
Give me all three, and I'll give you Lorenzen and Sweeney.
Yeah, the more we do this, the more we start to build a bigger, bolder package. Right? This starts with, it's a rental for Bichette, and we'll give you Troy Melton.
It's a go-for-it trade ramifications beyond this year.
Well, how about this text who says, let's amp up Jim's Bregman thing. They have Aroldis Chapman in their bullpen. You want a flamethrower at the back end of your bullpen? You want to add one more swing and miss guy to this bullpen? How about Bregman and Chapman? Now you're giving up a top 100 prospect. Now we're really going for it here. Now we're really capitalizing on being one of the three best teams in baseball, the best in the American League, and trying to win a World Series. Now we're cooking with gas.
Are we starting to get in fantasy range?
I wonder.
Yes, I think we jumped over that hurdle a while ago.
I don't think any of this. No, hold on. I'm going to defend what you're calling Fantasyland Radio. I have five top 100 prospects. I'm chasing a World Series. 10 years ago, we wouldn't be scoffing at this. 10 years ago, when the Tigers were in World Series contention, we often discussed things like this. We need to get used to these conversations. We have the cachet, the capital to get these deals done. It's just, do we want it bad enough?
Do we want it bad enough this year?
Well, there's always 27.
Well, yes, there's 26. Before we even get to 27, there's 26.
Magana Clark will be here in 27, right? And that's when the real timeline starts. See, I scoff at it. You can start now. You can start now, guys. That's the point. We're all live breathing. We watch this team. We want them to win now.
They are winning now.
More. We had this talk with AJ. More. But this is a healthy conversation because the teams we mentioned in that power surge, the Dodgers will add at the deadline. The Yankees will add at the deadline. You certainly believe the Cubs and the Mets are going to add at the deadline. Are you going to keep up and put your best foot forward to win a World Series? I think the conversation starts with Bichette, but it doesn't have to end there.
But it has to be, there's a very tight balance between going for it now and in essence selling the farm system for the future. You can do both without having to sell all of your best prospects that may not be here. And we say prospects may never be here.
Yeah, I don't think you're giving up Clark and McGonagall to get any of these deals done.
Well, I mean, you start going down fantasy land, then yeah, you're going to have to start talking about some of those guys.
And I would say you can also reshape a lot of your team. Notably, the Braves, when they won it a few years ago, they acquired their entire starting outfield from the postseason at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Ramping things up, baby. 248-539-9797. We have a couple poll questions we need to update. One involving tonight, the Cup begins. You got to root for somebody, right? The lesser of two evils. Is it Canada? Is it Florida? Do we respect hockey played where there's palm trees? Are you rooting for the Oilers? Are you rooting for the Panthers? And then a Ragnow question. We'll get the results of that. It's 97-1. All right, guys. Been talking about your teeth. If you want to get a brighter smile without breaking the bank, Brightside Dental is your spot. If you're looking for a reason to finally book that dentist appointment, I've got two for you. One, summer's right around the corner. And school's getting out. So you're going to get busy. You're going to have kids going to camps. You're going to have sports, vacations. Knock the dentist appointment out before you get too busy. Your first visit or your first visit in a long time, they're ready to take care of you at Brightside Dental. $35 new patient special. That's exams and x-rays and no hidden fees. Nobody likes that. Make an appointment. Get back in the routine before summer gets rolling. 1-800-PAINLESS, brightsidedental.com. Tell them Jim Costa and the Morning Show sent you. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Inside 100 days to the NFL season, there's 100 bold predictions. We're not going to be able to get to 100. We'll get to the most interesting ones. Bottom of the hour, 9:35. We have two poll questions up today, one involving the Stanley Cup and one, your biggest concern for the Lions post-Ragnow retirement. Few ticket texts on the Tigers.
Yeah.
We brought up some trade possibilities. Never too early. Jeff Passan got the ball rolling with the Bichette talk. Texter says, go get Bo and Rodriguez, a bullpen arm from Toronto. I'd be willing to throw in the top 100 prospect if we're filling both needs. Give me Bo. His style of play is perfect for Comerica. Send Sweeney to the gulag. Here's a storyline.
Gulag.
If you want to throw in Scherzer, what about Verlander?
That's what I said at the break.
This guy says, what about this storyline? Scherzer comes back and delivers the ring Verlander didn't. Does Scherzer become the bigger figure in Tiger history?
So are you bringing Scherzer back? And if
this
you do
says
at the trade deadline.
The
yeah, I mean, okay, so at the trade deadline, you bring him in. And he's a part of the rotation, but then when things get trimmed down, as Tom had mentioned, you put Scherzer in the bullpen. Can you imagine what Comerica Park would be like when he comes out of the bullpen, Mad Max?
Paint a picture. Scooble's gone 6 2/3. He's got a couple base runners on. They're seeing him a third time around. Tigers are leading by a run.
He's at 89 pitches.
And, yeah. Why?
See, it's not just me.
But And then all of a sudden, Scooble's just, you got to make the change. Mm-hmm. And Max comes out, and they've got this big video thing going and some theme music that we got to come up with. I would get goosebumps in that situation.
I think the park would.
Yeah. And then the game after that, you got Jack Flaherty going into the sixth inning, and we know that that's his limit. That's when you bring in Verlander. Why not just go all in? Oh, why not just go all in? Since we're living in La La Land.
This is not La La Land. Scherzer is attainable. I'm not saying I want him, but he could be part of a Bichette deal. None of this is
still pitching?
Thank you, Greg. That was well timed.
Yes. I mean, hey, why don't we just go for and raid everybody's injured list? We
could
bring in Bregman. Bregman. Yeah. Okay. Jeez. You just ruined that one. Bring in Bregman. He's on IL.
Texas
bring in Verlander. He's on IL. Bring in Scherzer. He's on IL.
Okay. Texters are good. What about Denny McClain? Come on. takeaways. Guys, the whole conversation has me realizing that they need to go for it. Don't squander this chance. Learn from the Lions' mistake after the 2023 NFC Championship game. That's Eddie T. on the ticket text. Another one says, if they give up anything in a trade for Bregman, the fan base would be furious. If you wanted him, you should have got him while he's a free agent. Now you'd have to give up players to get him. Randy in Livonia. If you'd be furious at adding one of the best players in all of baseball to
and
your
going
team.
Going for a World Series.
Get over your feelings. We're trying to build a champion.
Yeah, whether they added him in the offseason, they added him at the trade deadline. I mean, most likely he's going to opt out of that contract. We may add him in the offseason.
The player I'd want from the Red Sox is Devers, ticket texter says. He can play third, first, and DH. He just signed a 10-year, $300 million deal. That's the negative.
Yeah.
He also can't really play third base. He's not any good
at it. No, and he's already said, I don't want to play first.
Does he want to play any of those positions?
Right, yeah. He just wants to hit.
Our poll questions today. The first was, hey, Stanley Cup begins tonight. Who are you rooting for? Canada or Florida?
Yeah, 27 or 51? I knew that would get an eye roll from you.
The Oilers are winning the poll 56%. I told you, John, as much as we'd like to bag on Canada, that's the McDavid factor.
I understand Connor McDavid. And for a guy that is as good and as liked universally as he is, I understand that. I'm not going to be sad if he wins it. I'll be happy for him. I think it's fun that it's south of the border.
You like the bit where Canada doesn't win the cup.
Keep it in the good old US of A.
I think you're going to end up being right. For all the McDavid stuff, they kind of have the perfect counterpunch. Barkov, Selke Award winner, back-to-back years. It went 7 last year. Feels like both teams are better, but Florida's deeper, better goalie. I think you're going to be right, although I want to see McDavid get it done. Our other poll question was, the biggest concern for the Lions, is it the coordinators? We know the afternoon show has really hyped up the loss of the coordinators. The pass rush, we're as guilty as any show of talking about that. But now the Ragnow stuff is center stage, and 60% of the listeners say replacing Frank Ragnow is their biggest concern.
I think there's a little bit of recency bias in that because it's so fresh, it's so raw, and there's so many unknowns. I said this to begin with. I think it's the coordinators. And it's really going to come down to John Morton. He's taken over an offense. Yes, that offense had Frank Ragnow, but it is a top five offense. It could still be a top five offense. Going into the season, I don't think I wouldn't put it there. It's not a top 10 offensive line because there's so many unknowns. But it's really going to come down to play calls. How do you protect the interior of that offensive line, which is probably the easiest to do versus one of the tackles? It's going to be easier to protect the interior of that offensive line and create protections to give them an advantage. Because we're not talking about guys. We have no idea what Mahogany is going to do over 17 games. We know what he did over one game. We have no idea what Ratledge is going to do over 17 games. We've got no sample size. But they could be good. But they're not going to be Frank.
No, they could be. And I'm going to give Hank Fraley the ultimate compliment that by the end of the season, he'll have them playing better than they are in the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. But the playoffs are a different animal. If they don't have a top 10 O-line, they're not winning the Super Bowl. And I don't know that they'll have a top 10 line. There's just too many questions. It's Frank and Zeitler. John, I will give you this point. I think the job is now more important. Morton's job is more important. But I think it's so much harder because of Ragnow, and that's why it's my biggest concern.
But I, having been in that position where you're expected to go in and start as a rookie, there are ways that you could protect individuals. I was not exposed. I was protected for the first half of that season until they had confidence that I could get the job done, one-on-one when it mattered most, third and long. And then all of a sudden, hey, you start easing them into it and you're able to open up more of the playbook. But even if it's a limited playbook, it could still be a dynamic offense.
Some ticket texters want to bring back Johnny Peralta and Jeremy Bonderman. Let's get to Scott in New Baltimore. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Tying the topic together a little bit, talk about the fantasy radio. Is it fantasy of getting Chapman over to the Tigers? 6 months ago, who'd have thought that Brad Marchand would be on the Florida Panthers? It's kind of the same thing there. You get that extra boost coming in, my thought. I agree with you that the Stanley Cup does not belong where there's palm trees. Connor McDavid falls into the conversation a little bit, but the biggest tipping point of me voting for Edmonton is the fact that Marchand is on Florida.
Can't
stand
root for
that guy.
Can't.
Nope.
How smart me would you be if we got a different Chapman?
Which one? Oh, like Aroldis Chapman?
Yeah.
I'd like Aroldis Chapman.
That's what
Chapman.
He was talking
about. Yeah, he was. Yeah. Aroldis Chapman and Alex Bregman. We'd have a Chapman and a Bregman at the deadline. World Series, here we come.
Great would that be?
Your head would explode.
Can you imagine us doing that show?
I want to do that show. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, MDOT won't be changing the speed limit on the Lodge, despite the fact that they know
everyone speeds.
Yeah. They know people aren't doing that 55 mile per hour speed limit.
When I saw the headline, I actually thought it was going to be Southfield Freeway. Because
basically, they say it all comes down to geometry, like that it's an old freeway. They say
got to be a scholar to figure that one out.
You do.
Not a
which
student.
You're not.
Apparently.
Anyway, it says it is not geometrically fit for a higher speed limit. This is coming from a traffic and safety engineer at MDOT. Says the curves, sight distance, shoulder widths, and acceleration areas on the ramps all do not meet a 70 mile per hour design speed. Simply put, it wouldn't be safe if they increased it, even though they know
everybody's doing
speeding.
It already.
They also said data from the Michigan State Police indicates that 85% of drivers travel at or below the posted speed limit overall. You fall in, but you don't.
John.
You're not going 55.
No, I'm not going 55 on that. But my limit
dangerous.
Is five over. So I'm going 60.
Yeah, the only people doing 55 are the student drivers.
Hey, give them a sticker.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Tom.
Anyway. After a heated meeting Tuesday night that included one person being removed by police, a sheet was approved by the Macomb Township Planning Commission.
Oh, things got hot.
Yeah, things got very hot.
Oh, that's a hot sheet.
So the new sheets would fill the location of an old CVS at 23 Mile and North Avenue. But tons of residents were very opposed to this, still are opposed to this. They say it's going to raise light pollution. It's going to lower property values. It's going to increase crashes and also drive out the smaller businesses, right? It's the same thing you hear in every single city.
We've heard that over and over again. But really, light pollution was a concern?
Oh, it's a huge concern. I guess there's already a building there.
Right.
I mean, I remember when something went up by my house, that was a ton of people in our neighborhood were very against it because they had to tear down a huge chunk of forest, right? And it definitely changed the light in our neighborhood in the evenings. I can understand. I mean, if it's open 24 hours, it's different than a business that closes at 9 p.m. and their lights shut off. This is always lit, right? Anyway.
Yeah, and not the party style.
Yeah. The Planning Commission, even though they did vote yes, it doesn't mean that everything is like a done deal, right? So the business was ordered to take steps to limit that light pollution, also fix drainage before they could get like a for sure approval. But then the board of trustees for the township still also must give approval. So they could just basically veto everything. Like, yeah, okay, you approved it. We don't, not moving forward. Yeah. But it is one step closer to becoming a done deal.
So it could be kind of like Santa Ono, who thought he was going to Florida only to then be later voted down.
Exactly.
Okay.
Board said, oh no.
Again,
it's too
really?
Easy. Yes. Too
can we go to the fun guy one so I can use that one again?
I said no to him.
That's
yes,
Heather.
Well, that's it. I mean, Santa in Florida.
No and no.
Yeah. No and no. bold predictions ahead of the NFL season. We present them next, 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.